Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Hey. Okay, so just before we begin, remember that there's a halacha of an iser of being nene from things that are done for a Yisrael by a goy. This is a gezeira derabbanan because of the problem of Amira La'akum. So the Rabbanan asserted being nene, even if there was no Amir La'akum, if the malacha was done specifically for a Yisrael, then the Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from that malacha until the amount of time passes after Shabbos, which would have been required to do that malacha in the first place. That is called, Mr. Gavi, please, b'chdei she'yase. He has to wait for the amount of time that it would take that malacha should be done on Mitzray Shabbos. So if that's the case, so now the other issue, remember the common denominator of everything that we've had here is whether we go according to a rove in one direction or the other, and where we're machmer in a case of mechza al mechza, right? That's been like the common denominator of all of the things here. So once we've been talking about issues of Tumah v'Tahira, we're also going to move on to other dinim in which the fundamental question is a rov or a mechza al mechza. So if you have an ir she Yisrael v'nochrim darimba, so in this city, there's a population of mixed Jews and Akum, and there is a public beth, and it's open on Shabbos, and it's owned by Goyim, and this is a place where everybody goes to this city. So if this is the bath of the public bath of the city, so im rov nochrim rochets miyat, if most of the people in the city are goyim, then that means that the fundamental business model here is making the hot water on Shabbos for non-Jews. And therefore, on Mitzray Shabbos, as a Jew, I can go in immediately, because it wasn't done for me. I don't have to wait, b'chtei shiasu. But what about if it's Rov Yisrael? So im Rov Yisrael, then I have to wait till k'dei shiecham ruachami, as long as it would take to warm up this water on Mitzray Shabbos. Why? Because this way, as the Rambam puts it, you have no advantage in telling a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. Because anyway, you're not going to be able to use it. So this avoids the problem of your saying to a goy to do a chilul Shabbos for you, because there's nothing in it for you. So you'd have to be yamtin ad yechamu. What about if it's mechzel mechzel? What if you've got half of the city is Akum and half of the city is Yisrael? So there, it's the same, and that's how this fits the previous Mishnayos. The din would be yamtin ad yechamu hachamin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'ambati kitana. If you're not talking about this big public bathhouse, you're talking about a small mikveh, private mikveh. So then, if it's an ambati kitana that is basically going to be warmed up for an individual, and there is a rashut, meaning there's a member of the government who's in charge of things in town, and he lives in town, and generally would use this private bath. So then, if that's the case, if it's available on Mitzray Shabbos, and it wasn't used by the Rashut, so then you can also use it immediately, because since it would have had to be warmed up for that individual who is part of the government, the Jew also is allowed to use it, because it wasn't warmed up for the Jew. Perek Beit Mishnah Vav. How about in a city that is mixed Yisrael and Akum, and you find in it that on Shabbos people have come in and are selling fresh veggies which have been picked on Shabbos and they're still available on Mitzray Shabbos? Can I, a Yisrael, go out and actually buy one of those veggies? So if it's Rov Goyim, so then look at miyat, because again, the business model is for the people who are the Rov Goyim, and they will be actually working on Shabbos and buying on Shabbos, and it wasn't done for me. But if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to wait for as long as it would take to do this picking on Shabbos and bringing it Mimakom Karov. We don't have to think maybe it was imported from Timbuktu and wait, 2 days. It means if it's here in the town, how long would it take to pick from a normal field near the town and to bring in to the shuk so that I could buy it? We don't have to worry that it was brought in from far away, because the only point is that you don't gain anything in telling the guy to do it, and here too, you won't gain anything. That's the whole idea. To avoid the Amir La'akum. What if it was half Yisrael and half Akum? Mertza L'mertza, you still would have to wait. Yamtin, Kedei She'avol, Mimakom Karov. And here too, if you have important government officials that buy, so Im Yesh Barashut, then that's going to be overwhelming, a need for people, the Goyim, to actually do on Shabbos, and therefore they would have done it even if there were no Yisrael in town, and therefore here too, you can be Lokeach Miyad. So over here, you would be allowed to take it immediately, because there's no problem.